to Initial's Narrative 2023. Over the coming weeks, I will narrate some of the content I have created. I'm currently working on a personal challenge to write and publish every day in 2023. What will get shared on Initial's Narrative is a small sample of my work. Today's share as the introduction to the 2023 edition is from my January 1st post. Well, 2022 is in the books, and just like clockwork, 2023 has arrived. I was asked this morning about what I wanted to see in 2023. I hadn't given a lot of thought to 2023 as a block of activity and or intentions. My response was talking about how the intentions I entered 2022 with didn't happen at all. Other things happened. It can be argued what happened instead of my intentions was better, or maybe as good as the planned intentions. So my response for 2023 was, let's see what the fuck happens. Here's the deal, so to speak. In 2022, I had primarily planned to create books. Lots of books. I created and published 2. I planned to write, but wasn't too worried about the consistency of it. More likely, when I have time between books. I didn't do bad writing in January, but in February and March, it was pretty much nothing. Then I met Alexander White. She invited me into Creative Work Hour. It's a project she started to create space for people to come together for at least an hour a day and create whatever they want to create. Or chase squirrels, if that floats your boat that day. Lo and behold, I started writing more. For 250 days, I wrote something and published it every day. In early December, the chain broke. I didn't get upset about it. December can be a busy time. I decided to just chill the rest of December and start over on January 1st. The desire is to go 365 days this time. No pressure though, because I don't do pressure. Next, I ended up co-hosting a weekly Twitter space, Hive Space, hosted by Alexander White and fellow co-host ePodcaster. Then, Creative Work Hour started a Twitter space, and host Alexander White asked me to help along with co-host Andy Sporing. I've noticed a theme here with hosts. Just saying. And it's a good thing I like hosting teams, because Twitter just hates me. It knocks me off and distorts my voice. Twitter makes you work to use their service, I tell ya. I listened into multiple Twitter spaces, and hearing people talking about having multiple interests, which leads to a struggle to decide on a niche to operate in. My response to that? Screw that. Let's be nicheless. My writing has always been nicheless, even though I didn't state it. My next move was to start something I'd previously thought about and not done. I started a weekly newsletter called, you guessed it, Nicheless and Loving It. Before I took a break for the holiday, I had published 35 editions. The next edition will be out January 9th and weekly after that. Pimp Your Post Thursday, the content creation show run by me for the last 5 years, is hosted in the Dreamport Discord server. It has continued to run on Thursdays. I took a break for Christmas week. It'll be back Thursday, January the 5th, and is expected to carry on for the rest of 2023. Today, January the 1st, marks the 4th anniversary of the daily writing prompt mailing list I've been running called Prompt a Day. Along came NADPOD POMO in November. It was created and run by ePodcaster. I'd been encouraged to start a podcast previously. I'd played with Anchor a bit, but it didn't last. I decided to start as I planned to continue, and did so on my website. You'll be shocked to learn, podcast is called Nicheless and Narrative. Yes, I did say Nicheless is a theme with me. I did the 30 podcasts in November, then in December I did 11 short Christmas stories. In January, I will release the 2023 edition of Nisha's Narrative with my own writings. I may add other series over the course of the year. That is to be determined. As mentioned earlier, I released two new Lion journals in 2022. I have some more in progress. How many more? Who knows? Because after all, my intent is, let's just see what happens. Happy New Year, everyone. I expect to bring you a new episode each Thursday. The content will be varied. In the first 10 days of this year, I have written fiction, reflections, I've written about art styles, I've written about AI, just to name a few. Catch my attention, I'll end up writing about it. Please subscribe to the podcast. If you'd like to join my newsletter, visit nishalsonlovingit.com. Until next week, have a great week.